On a beautiful Easter weekend, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. And now in our 30th anniversary, we wanted to give something back to the listeners as a thank you for 30. And one of the things we have done for that is our home maintenance calendar. It's an idea Rosie had almost, we could take it back to like 2005-ish, and it would just be a home maintenance calendar. Well, we put that together last year for 2018. It's a free calendar. All you have to do is go to rosieonthehouse.com. Across the menu bar on the top, you'll see homeowner resources, and down third, you'll see calendar. You can click on the calendar, and it tells you how to order a copy. We mail them every month, even though we're going, we're wrapping up March here, but we still have the other 9 months out of the year. And everything that applied in March, February, and January previously, there's still all these regular maintenance items you can do on your home any time of the year. We've just kind of paced out so we have one a week that we cover, and it just helps keep your home maintained. So it takes it to the next level, though. Each month, we have a four-hour broadcast. 7 o'clock hour, we talk about Arizona people, places, and things. Absolutely nothing to do with anything around our house, home, castle, or cabin. When we were given the opportunity to consider taking it to a fourth hour, we just thought, man, we can't possibly fit in another hour of house talk. So we have a love for traveling. We have a love for the state of Arizona. We have a love for sharing those with our listening audience. And that was one thing we had always fought with in the past is, we want to talk about these other things in the state, but we're a home improvement broadcast, so we don't want to alienate our listeners that are tuned in to learn about their home. So the 7 o'clock hour has provided that platform for us to talk about all things Arizona. Hour number two, our 8 o'clock hour, that's what we call our outdoor living hour. We bring in specialists that talk about trees, agricultural, planting, gardening, landscaping, urban farming. 9 o'clock hour, the hour we're in right now, is our open line hour. Anything listeners want to call in and ask a question about, we've got Andrew wants to talk about a tree that's damaging his block wall on the line. We've got a couple lines open at 1-888-767-4348. We've got text at 411-923, and we have email at info@rosieonthehouse. So whatever questions we field this hour, we just try and answer as many of your individual questions as we can. And with our home maintenance calendar, we cover our weekly to-do at the 9:32 break, which we're leading into right now. And the 10 o'clock hour, that is our one specific industry focused where we bring in partners from all over the state to talk about something, one specific thing about your home. And this home maintenance calendar gives you a preview of what we'll be covering that month. So when you flip open to March, and you can have a PDF copy. You don't have to order a physical copy. Each month we put the PDF that's coming up. I've got to get April's up for next Saturday, as it'll be we'll be into April 7th. But it's focused on windows for March. So the first Saturday in March, we had Pella in talking about window selections, the options, fiberglass, vinyl, aluminum, wood clad, glass options, glazing options, dual pane versus triple pane. The following Saturday, we had Dunn write in talking about proper installs of windows. The Saturday after that, we had exterior window treatments. We had Phoenix Tint and Awning along with Arizona sunscreens and talking about how to keep the heat out. And windows are still the biggest infiltrator of heat gain and loss to our home. So how to keep that Arizona sun out, whether you're 9,000 feet up in the mountains or sea level down in Yuma, keeping that direct sunlight off of our glass in the summertime, not only the benefit of the heat reduction, but how much longer, how those treatment products, whether it's awnings or sunscreens, whatever, protects not only the investment you have in your windows, but everything that's right behind that window, the fading on your furniture, artwork and carpeting and flooring, the benefits of having those exterior window treatments. Last week, we had B&B Blinds along with New West Blinds and Shutters talking about window treatments on the interior. Now, this Saturday, we've got First Impressions Ironworks, who works all over the state. In fact, they actually deliver to the entire country, talking about security doors and entry points. They make incredible and beautiful products for the exterior of our homes, for being able to open it up. I mean, who doesn't want to just open all their windows when you wake up to mornings like today where it's, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, there'll be a time, you know, maybe in Prescott you didn't want to do that, but heck, by noon, not even that late, the weather's nice. Who wouldn't want to just open up every door and window in your home? Well, if you want to do that and still take a nap and not have to worry about your neighbor walking in or security reasons, these First Impression security wrought iron doors, beautiful application for being able to just throw open your open up your front door and let the breeze in and enjoy all this great air. So they'll be joining us next hour in our 10 o'clock hour. So we've structured the entire year around this home maintenance calendar. In April, we go into outdoor living. And May, we go into the garage. June, we talk roofing. July is air conditioning. August, we go into water. September, we go into landscaping because that's the fall planting season. September, October's painting. November, we talk home financing. And then December, we're talking gift giving. That's always a, you know, what to get the handyman in your life. And we've got part of our 30th anniversary. We've launched this concept we've been playing with for our e-store as well. And we've got products that we've tested here at Rosie on the House that that are available. We also have put together a toolkit for our 30th anniversary. It's 7 tools every homeowner should own. And what's exciting about them is they're all, it took us a long time, but we made sure they were all American made. And we've put a thank you for 30 Rosie on the House custom brand etching on all of them. So you've got a toolkit that every home should have. American made, these are tools that will last you a lifetime. In fact, our S-wing hammer with the leather wrap, somebody's like, well, leather's not going to last a lifetime. Our foreman at Rosie Remodeling, Stan Zumbrennan, brought in an S-wing hammer, leather wrapped, that was his father's, that's still in working condition that he has. These are seriously lifetime products. So they're all made in America, and all the proceeds for this toolkit go to our 3 nonprofits, Habitat for Humanity, St. Vincent de Paul, and Military Mission Assistance. It's a win-win-win for the Arizona homeowners and our community locally. So that's in December we'll be covering, and that'll be the final time that those tool sales are available for our 30th anniversary. You can see that at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on the e-store, and you can scroll down and see the pictures of that toolkit, products like Estwing, our manufacturers like Estwing, Stanley, Channel Lock, Proto, I think our makeup are 4 partners for that toolkit. And we've got other things that aren't necessarily part of that toolkit, but like our Estwing, they just came out with, they're a safety manufacturer. They're the ones that make, it's actually our most popular item on our e-store, the thorn-resistant gloves for the landscaper gardeners. You can, they're puncture-proof. It was originally designed for people in the medical industry that have to handle syringes, and they needed something puncture-proof on the backside of it and sorting and managing of all these hypodermic needles. Well, they've made one for gardeners. It's thorn-proof. It's a great glove, but they've also make safety glasses, and they just came out with one that's polarized, and we've just added that product line to the Rosie on the House East store, and it's all things that we've tried, tested, and are confident these are great items for Arizona homeowners that are trying to maintain and do projects around their home. Which brings us to our weekly home maintenance task. I know that was a long-winded way of getting to our weekly to-do, but there's so many details and moving parts that it's going to take almost a full year to get everyone familiar with everything that we're bringing with our 30th anniversary and how it all works together and can benefit the homeowner. So our weekly to-do talks about what to do if your dual-pane windows fail. And what happens, how you can tell that they've failed, is if you've got condensation on the interior glass of your home. That means the seal between those two panes of glass is not airtight anymore. Even in the desert, even in the Southwest, the air has moisture content to it. Not a lot, but it is. And you'll notice in the morning, if you start seeing fogging or condensation on the inside of your glass, that seal's busted. Now, there was a product that hit the market a couple years ago where they drilled a hole in the top of the glass and a hole in the bottom of the glass, and they blew a product through there that cleaned out the inside. Then they sucked a liquid application through that was supposed to reseal the inside of your window. As far as I can tell, that company is no longer in business. That's one of the years we require 5 years in business. Now, I don't know if it's because it did or didn't work. I don't know if it's because it you know, when you bring something new to the market, it takes a long time for it to catch on and to build the awareness that that service exists takes a long time. And then to be there and be in business at the point homeowners need that service. I mean, you've got to be able to have some staying power. There was another similar product to that called E-Pipe, where they pull epoxy through your water pipes. So instead of having to replace underground water pipes, this new epoxy is supposed to make it last, you know, at least 100 years. And it has saved a lot of people money from the cost of having to repipe. Well, the first company that brought that to market went out of business. It wasn't because they weren't a good company. It just the awareness that that service existed. And there's another that has since been bought by that. It's a franchise, and it's been bought by Stampede Plumbing out of the Gilbert area for that epoxy coating. Well, there was one similar to that for dual panes, but again, we've called them several times. We've never, over the last couple of years, haven't got a return call. We don't know if they're in business yet or not, but that's if you've got condensation, it's time to replace the glass. And depending on the condition of your window frames, you heard our caller earlier from the hour, earlier in the hour, who still had a solid aluminum frame, and he's just trying to replace the glass. That can save you a lot of money. He had mentioned not being able to find a contractor. We've got a great glass company. It took us a long time to find them. And what we really liked about ABC Glass is it was a recommendation inside the network. And the amount of partners that said, hey, you've got the ABC Glass. And, oh, no, we've used them for this. We've used them for that. That's great. And it's one of those things we want to turn around and slap our partners with a wet fish. How come you didn't tell us about them earlier? But that's another story. But so ABC Glass, if they can take a look. If they can't replace the glass, well, now we go into our replacement mode. And we've got to determine our cost versus value in that project. So it's one of the things we just have to do managing our home. And I'm getting notes. I'm a little over. I'm sorry, guys. you let me blabble on. We will finish the talking points for this on the backside of the break. We've also got Steve who wants to talk about his lawn. Andrew wants to talk about his block wall. We'll get to those right after the break.